Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Breathtaking football! That's what Maryland does!
This is Dirt and Spray.
Are you a big man? Pop, I'm talking to you.
What?
You wake up in the morning, you start putting on my big boy pants. You put a little jacket, you go. You take your lunch because you got big boy pants on.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative. This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
They want to look to the future. We've got to tear down the past. Babe Ruth was nothing more than a fat old man with little girl legs.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Look at that. Right on the clock. Damn right we are. Shout out Dusty the Brand Man. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. The ticker is going to get moved to 8:30, so that'll be Joe Freeman, the handsome, the wonderful Joe Freeman, who covered the Oregon State game. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. I want to remind you, Bill, do you know what you have going on Tuesday, June 24th? What's on your calendar?
I don't know. Tell me.
I'll tell you what you need to add to the calendar if you haven't yet. That is the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms, brought to you, of course, by our great friends at our local Toyota dealers. Also brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law Accident Injury Lawyers. We'll have Victor Rico's for breakfast burritos.
Yep.
Still waiting.
Like, I don't know if that. The one across my street is open when I leave. I need to find out when
I think we
open.
Need to email these guys and let them know, like, hey, we kind of need to sample it before the golf tournament one of these mornings, so that'd be great.
Let the YouTubers see
exactly how
just
big these
how massive
are.
Those breakfast burritos are.
They'll also be on hand for lunch, and our great friends at Matt's Barbecue will be on hand. Mm. There are no morning rounds available, completely sold out.
No afternoon rounds.
No afternoon rounds, thank
there
you.
There are morning rounds available.
I had that flipped. Morning rounds available, afternoon is gone.
Yep.
But show up early, you get a breakfast burrito, you get to hang out with us. We'll be on the sixth hole hanging out as a station. You go to 1080thefan.com, Bill. You click on the Fan Golf Classic logo, and you can sign up your foursome there. Tuesday, June 24th. I just put it on your calendar for you.
Thank you very much. And I'm actually going to go to 1080thefan.com and just make sure that those links are working.
They absolutely are.
Just so we know.
You don't need to fact check me. I'm my own editor.
Register.
Told you. Come on, man. What are we talking about here?
Got it.
I helped create that website.
Confirmed.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program here. Yesterday, Oregon State punches their ticket. By the way, it's a MailSack Tuesday. Should have also said that.
Yes.
I have access to the fan text line now.
Got that figured out.
So shoot in your MailSack questions. Bill is new to this. Any and all questions are welcome at the mail sack, 503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. And we have a prize bribe coming up in the final hour as well of the program. Yesterday, Oregon State punches their ticket to the Super Regionals. They will be hosting Florida State. Boy, oh boy, talk about an ass whooping. They won 9-0. The game before that, they won 14-1. They outscored their opponents after their loss 50-6.
Yep.
And they outscored USC, Big Ten, B1G, USC, 23-1 in two games, leaving no doubts. And they get back to the Super Regionals. They will host the Seminoles. We all watched this game yesterday. It was great day baseball to have on. I have an emotion I want to share, but first I will allow the columnist, the local voice of the paper of note. What did you make of Oregon State's win, winning the Corvallis Regional and advancing to the Supers?
Dominant. And all the momentum in the world going into the Super Regionals. And maybe Mitch Canham owes a fruit basket to St. Mary's for waking up whatever they awakened in the Beavers on Thursday. But since that moment, my goodness, absolutely bats came alive. Trent Carraway homered in all five games of the regional. He's on a Daniel Murphy-like run.
Unbelievable.
Remember when Daniel Murphy hit homers in six straight postseason games?
Mm-hmm.
Trent Carraway on his way.
Yep.
Maybe he'll get the Sports Illustrated cover, too.
They have a few guys' bats are hot. I mean, the whole team right now, obviously. But,
bombers.
Like, Turley got it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Turley was raking the whole weekend.
I mean, just, my God, the home runs they crushed. How many total homers did we end up in that regional?
I want to say 15 or 16.
It was in that range. I knew it was in the teens. I just can't remember the exact number. Like, the ability to have that kind of offense, 50-6 in four games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's SEC style baseball.
That's absurd. Well, not this year. The SEC kind of sucks. How about the baseball tournament?
Well, yeah, it was.
The bracket's been busted,
it's
buddy.
Been busted.
If the one and two seeds are gone.
It's wide open for number four, if you look at it.
Oh, I mean, it is. You got to get past the Supers first. You got to get to Omaha.
Yeah.
But it is lining up in a way that's,
and the one,
like,
and two, one and two seeds are out.
Yeah.
Vandy and Texas, bye-bye. And so Vandy would be in the bracket, in the quad that Oregon State would go to in Omaha.
Can you look this up, Swag? I got to do this at least once. Can you look up, will Oregon State play Oregon if they get to, oh, wait, they can't both get to Omaha.
Cause yeah, they were the first national seed out. What happened?
One can't get there. So yesterday I'm watching this game. Now, I've also been honest and said, like, baseball's not the sport I follow most in college, right? We get to the regionals, we get to the bracket, I start watching. You know, yesterday I'm fist pumping, they hit a home run. I was like, oh, are they up? And I'm like, yep, 6-0. She goes, who hit it? I was like, eh, they're up. Don't worry about it. So I'm kind of one of those fans. But yesterday, I was as invested in a game that I have been in a long time here, Bill. Out of nowhere, this rage just hits over me. I could not have been more ecstatic watching them do that to USC. And I'm officially there. I know I'm late to this party. F that school. They blew up our conference. They destroyed everything. They're not good. They left to go to a conference where they've just been very mid. They haven't won a real title of any note since 2004, but they like to act like they're something that they're really not. And so watching them just get absolutely obliterated by Oregon State again in a different sport, it made me feel something. I didn't expect to feel anything, and it made me feel something. And it might be one of the more universal opinions in our state, whether you're a Duck or you're a Beave. Screw USC. And it was great to watch that. And I'm glad I got to troll Danny Morang, who threw in, oh, we have 136 championships. Yeah, 120 of them for the 1900s. Get out of here. Like, win a championship where a senior graduating in high school this year, a senior do it, you can't because it's been over 20 years.
They're a women's basketball school now.
Basically. But Juju Watkins is not going to play next year. So good luck on that one.
Jazzy Davidson will.
Jazzy's going to be great. I'm rooting for her. That's the lone exception. I realized yesterday how much I hate USC, and watching them just get absolutely annihilated made me feel good.
Welcome to the anti-USC bandwagon.
Welcome to the party, pal.
When Oregon beat USC in football in 2023,
uh-huh.
The headline on the column I wrote from that game was, you can't spell Schadenfreude without USC.
Hey, damn right you can.
No. That wasn't the headline. That was just a line in the column. The headline was, I called them the meh of Troy.
The meh of Troy is very good, very well put. That's exactly what they've been in the Big Ten. Very meh.
I mean, they blew it up.
Yep.
Obviously, Carol Folt, their president, was the one who poo-pooed if I may, the idea of going out and essentially pillaging the Big 12 to stabilize the Pac-12.
Yep.
And then leads the charge to jump to the Big 10. So I think that it is a completely valid feeling to have sports hate for USC, for its teams, for the faces of those programs, because otherwise, if there was a real commitment to the Pac-12 and figuring it out, I don't think that this would have fallen apart.
It's just a reminder how stupid that move was.
Oh, yeah.
And look, they're going to say, well, we get the money. Ha, 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 ha. You get to laugh. We get the money. Yeah. Good luck.
That's a...
It's a
consolation prize.
It is. Are you going to trade off the money for what? Like, and maybe Lincoln. I'm a Lincoln guy. Said that when he got hired. I thought it was a big hire. Got to the Pac-12 title game. And since then has not done anything. And so I don't know if USC is going to be good in football. I'm not going to pick them to be in the top three or four of that conference. So you traded the money to be incredibly mid. And I what else I find funny is this recent, like, outrage by their boosters and alums of, how dare you cancel our Notre Dame football game? Shut up.
Yeah.
That's what you're mad about? You blew up our tradition and our conference to go play Northwestern. You deserve every bit of mid that you possibly get. In fact, you deserve the bad. I'm not a religious person. I tend to have beliefs, you know. I like to believe this isn't going to be it. Whether that makes me space dust or a redwood tree, I don't know. But if sports gods are real, they will not be allowed to win for at least another 15 years. If sports gods are real, they will continue to be punished and not be bad. Not bottom out where you got to fire everybody and maybe get the right hire in. They'll be just good enough where you can't, but never be good enough where you compete. And they'll be stuck in that in-between of the Big Ten if sports gods exist.
Well, the last year of the Pac-12 was the perfect example of what you're talking about, where you have the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. You are perceived as a playoff favorite coming into the year.
Yes.
You are a, you know, supposed juggernaut. And where'd they finish? 7-5, 8-4. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting smoked by everyone by the end of the year.
Caleb's crying in the crowd.
Like, I mean, that is, like, not so bad that everybody, like you said, everybody's getting fired, but bad enough that it is a absolute gut punch of a failure.
Yes. And that's all I want. I watch this game and I'm like,
all
yes.
I ask for is misery for that's the University all I of want. Southern California.
Well, it's like, you know, I don't dabble in much on-air beef. I actually really like the guy. Obviously, I did a podcast with him. Like the Danny Marangs of the world, acting like USC matters. They just don't.
They're
do in name.
Just another school.
But they really are just another school. Their baseball program, you said this yesterday off the air, Bill. I'm like, I was nervous, you know? It's like, you don't want to lose a regional, especially when you're highly thought of. And I'm like, you know, it's USC. And you just said, they haven't won anything in 20 years.
Yeah.
And then they show that graphic during the game. They've been to the tournament six times since 2000.
Yeah.
You just assume that that USC is going to be good at baseball.
Because they're in Southern California.
Yes.
Brand, Southern
well,
California.
Well, all their history back in the 50s and 60s, they won it all the time.
They were dominant, right. And
they
so
had like 13 national championships, but
they haven't done anything since 2000.
Half a century ago.
Their football team has done nothing since Pete Carroll was there. Pete Carroll's 70, and we're like, can he coach the Raiders? Like, think about how long. I know that's not that long ago to a USC fan, but it is. I mean, I legitimately watched a high school graduating class walk across the stage, and never at one point in their lives have they seen USC be really relevant or great. And that made me really happy.
Yeah, you're selling the Clay Helton years short, because the Clay Helton years, USC didn't realize how good they had it with Clay Helton.
I mean. Really?
I mean, Clay, this is, having lived in L.A. during the Clay Helton years.
They were terrible. They had one good year.
But they were solid. And, like, this is what I'm going to say about
USC, the University of Solid.
But, like, they didn't.
Solid California.
They couldn't appreciate, like, what that actually meant. It's the same conversation we have about the NBA, too.
Sure.
Like, yeah, you know, consistency, having an identity, investing in your program. Listen, Lincoln Riley's on a different plane, right? Like, different planet in terms of, like, prestige and, you know, credibility that he brings, and obviously pizzazz. But, like, I do think that there is an issue when you are constantly chasing the next, you know, the shiny bright thing,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, like, appreciating what you have and what the person you have in that position is actually bringing to the table. And Clay Helton was never going to be successful at USC because he was Clay Helton.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was great.
I think you're overselling Clay Helton era.
But I think he's...
I think this tells me all I need to know about USC football.
Better than you're remembering.
I will agree to disagree on that. I don't think he was all that special. Is he still coaching? Is he at Georgia Southern still?
I think he's at Georgia Southern.
Or did they fire him? Like, hey, I don't know.
No, he's a coach at Georgia Southern.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought. So, just yesterday... Oregon State, they mashed the ball, they bunted the ball, they dominated, they're on to the Supers, they're going to face the Fightin' Joe Freemans, who coincidentally is going to join the show at 8:30, and I just spite-watched the whole time, and I just enjoy USC fan acting like they're relevant and acting like their athletic program is really something to brag about. It hasn't been for 20 years, and it's glorious to watch it. Every single time they lose, I'm officially in spite mode. I will be spite-watching everything USC, minus Jazzy Davidson, from here on out. Everything. You give it to me, I'm in, I'm against it. So that felt good. Oregon State's on to the Supers. We'll talk with Joe Freeman about that matchup against Florida State coming up for a ticker at 8:30. Coming up next, random finals note that makes me ask local questions to you, ooh, Bill Orem. So let's get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Had somebody say, shut up about the conference. Only Oregon State, Washington State fans care. Everybody else all loves it. Not Eric Musselman, USC basketball coach, bitched and moaned about the schedule and the travel. So, yeah, I mean, not everybody loves it. But, you know, go with that money. Have fun in the middle of the conference. We'll get to the mail sack coming up at 8:15.
So get the MILSAC questions in at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. We'll talk with Joe Freeman, as we mentioned, about the Beavs going to the Super Regionals coming up at 8:30. The Indiana Pacers, who I said earlier I'm firmly rooting for, and I'm rooting for them really for the opposite Blazer vibes. They are the Blazers East in a lot of ways to me. You talked about patience. Would have been nice to have been patient with KP or Chad Buchanan, either or. Both made good moves. We panic fired. We hired Neil. We let him run an entire organization, no matter how questionable things got. They offered DeAndre Ayton the max contract extension, and Phoenix matched, and so they avoided that bullet. We took that bullet off Phoenix's hands a year later. They made big all-in swing with player that they had and loved, Pascal Siakam, come play with Tyrese Halliburton. We always kept C.J. McCollum. Really, they're just, they went and hired an experienced coach who won a championship. We hired a guy that had been coached for like 4 months. So they have done kind of the opposite of everything we have done, and they've been rewarded for it. And I hope that we can get to a point where, as an organization, the Blazers are a talked-about team again, though some would say we're very far from that. I was listening to a podcast yesterday. Sam Vecenie, who's been on our show before, he does a really good pod called Game Theory. And they're doing these individual team breakdowns. And it's an hour-long podcast giving all their thoughts on the Blazers. And they play kind of two roads of every storyline, right? Like, well, do they go this direction when this direction could make the most sense? And they just talk it all out. And they get to the roster stuff. And I had a question for you. They both firmly say, you can't pay Ant and Shaden. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, then who do you pay?
I'm paying Shaden, and I'm letting Ant go.
But you couldn't let Ant go last year. I think his value was better last year than it was this year.
My argument has always been to trade Ant at any point in this
contract. But that's not been their MO.
But now he's an expiring contract. Mm-hmm. I think any time from the last trade deadline through this upcoming trade deadline, he has real value as an expiring contract to contending teams.
How much does the apron stuff, as we keep hearing about this more and more, if you're trading for him, you have to sign him. And so you're giving him $100 million or more, like that, you got to take that into your
salary
cap.
I think that he signed that contract under a previous CBA.
Mm-hmm.
I think that any team that is trading for him and investing in him is bringing him on to be their sixth man. Your sixth man can't be your third highest paid player in this. Your fourth or fifth best player can't be your third highest paid player under this CBA.
So what are they going to do with him then?
They're going to trade him.
You think they're going to trade him?
I think they're
going to re-sign him.
I do not. I think there's zero chance they're going to re-sign him. I think they are going to either trade him or let him walk, and in the summer, because you now have such a glut of guards that you cannot find out what Shaden Sharpe can truly become while Anthony Simons is there. So I think Ant is really likely to be traded. The only question is, what are you taking back financially? I don't even care what you're taking back in terms of a player, because I don't think it's about the player. I think it's, are you getting an asset? Are you getting a pick? Are you getting, you know, 5 second round picks, whatever?
Well, like one, but like, yeah,
but I'm more concerned about the money. Like, if I'm the Blazers, because you want to keep the books clean in the summer of 2026 and going forward until you have like your squad. So I don't think that they are going to do anything to add long-term money with anybody who isn't part of their real core future. So I don't see Anthony Simons on this team past February.
But
I only see them taking back like-for-like contract. They will take another expiring contract back.
Well, they threw out one trade is the Orlando trade, which everybody has talked about,
sure,
right? He's from Orlando. And that was Isaac Anthony in the 15th pick. And I'm like, that seems, you know, Isaac's a good defensive player when he plays.
Right.
Anthony's not a bad role guy. And the 15th pick is, that's a nice little asset. Seems like a lot. But maybe Orlando is like super serious about, hey, we need a guy who can score. Our offense was all time historically bad. We don't have anything outside of Franz and Paolo. So like we need an Anthony Simons. Maybe that's the scenario. The reason I asked that question, they kind of got my gears turning. How close is Shaden Sharpe to being Anthony Simons good? So this is the other part of this.
I think Shaden needs to be given the opportunity to find out. And I don't think he can as long as
you don't think
there.
He's been given those opportunities? Because he started and then he was benched.
Sure, but I'm saying as long as Ant is there, they're pretty duplicative in terms of like skill set. Now, not exactly.
He's not a true point guard.
In terms of what they are bringing to your to your offense. So I think you need Ant out of there for Shaden to have the chance to actually carry the offensive load from the guard position.
And you think he's capable of that?
I think we'll find out. And I think I think that there's I think this is I think year four.
Do you want to give
huge
up a piece that you know is going to score versus a piece that you're saying Anthony, I think we
I
need
know
to find
I know
out
what Anthony Simon's ceiling is.
Agreed.
We've seen that.
We have.
I have no clue what Shaden Sharpe's ceiling is.
That's why I'm asking, like, what if it's not even Anthony Simons?
Then you
and
then,
I want
then,
baby
then,
Kobe
then,
to
then,
hit.
Then
but
you then you move on. Then you figure out how to move on. But I don't think that you are like all due respect to Anthony Simons, who I think is a very good basketball player and has been like an awesome person to cover.
Yeah,
he is a sixth man.
At best, yeah.
So we are having like a very serious conversation. Oh, can you lose the sixth man?
No,
like,
no, no.
Yes,
I
they
just,
can.
I think it's interesting when you talk about what they're doing. Like, because I think a lot of fans are very conflicted right now.
He does not fit what they are doing whatsoever from a roster building standpoint. He like I know he's young.
Their whole roster didn't.
He's young.
Fit what they're doing last
year, but he doesn't fit their timeline from a contract standpoint. And I have this argument with people all the time.
Does Ayton?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
They have four players. They have
yeah
four or five players that they need to be like that actually fit their timeline and who are part of their future.
What you hear a lot. And I'll cite him again because I gave him some grief on the air. Danny talks about this of when you look at the books for 26, mm-hmm, you look at those contracts coming off. I think there's a reason some of that is being said publicly.
Mm-hmm.
There's that people are saying that out loud of like, look at the books for 26. Look what's going to be off. And it's like, okay.
But I think that that's also a truth of convenience more than a truth of intentionality. Like, I don't think these deals were made with and then in 26, we'll have all this cap space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you align that stuff intentionally so it kind of, you know, people are on similar timelines. But that was not the plan A of, like, how you're going to build this
but
roster.
The sell could take 2 years, right? It could be a bit of a process. Like, what are they going to pay Tumani?
Well, Tumani's got 2 years left.
Mm-hmm, but he's extension eligible.
In a year.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. So what did Austin Reeves get paid? Like, Austin got like
4 years.
I think he
got 90-something, right?
4 years. I thought it was a little less than that.
Maybe you're right.
But
I'll look it up. Yeah, 4 years, 53. Congratulations, you were right.
Is like that feels like a real sweetheart of a deal for Austin, who's really good.
That would be about 12.9 to 13.9 on the cap.
Yeah, he's underpaid.
Yeah.
But good deal for the Lakers.
Yep. I think it was San Antonio turned down the opportunity to sign him for a big number.
Sheet, yeah.
They said thanks, but no thanks. And the Lakers came in with that 4 years, 53.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Tumani's probably in that 15 to 18, mm-hmm, you know, but like you also need to be careful that you're not overpaying a guy who is, you know, a little bit of a specialist, at least right now from what we've seen from him. Like, does he have the ability to develop a more comprehensive offensive game? Yes. But I mean, in terms of what I think he's probably going to be,
I think you got about a year before you decide that.
But he's probably going to be, you know, you probably need him to be your fourth best player.
Yeah, but like the offensive thing is, you know, he improved obviously.
Yep.
The thing I would say is, given his age and his experience now, I think about next year we see like, is that game really going to expand much outside of what we see next year?
Yeah.
Just you don't in the NBA largely, you don't see guys of a certain age. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, he's nowhere near this. Now, you got Brunson examples you could throw at me. He was getting buckets in Dallas when Luka was hurt. I don't think we saw the Knicks thing coming quite like it's been. But I don't know how far offensively I'm willing to wonder what Tumani's going to
be. No, I think Tumani is, I think, a more refined version of what he's been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to see the three-point numbers go up a little bit. You know, he's really great at moving off the ball. Like, really, you know, gets you points when the on plays that aren't called for him.
Yes.
And like that is his strength, and that's where he's going to get his 14 a game.
Well, let it be known, I generally agree with most of what you said about the Simons and the Shaden stuff. I just think it's interesting to think about, like, team building and decision making. What are the Pacers if the Suns don't match that Ayton deal?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they move off it a year later the way they did Bruce Brown and said, thank you, we need your contract.
Yeah.
We'll use it. But they were in on the Ayton thing, and then Phoenix was like, no, we can't lose Ayton. Okay, we'll trade him. Instantly. And it's like that split of decisions by both franchises can alter timelines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're dealing with right now in Portland is, I agree, we know what Ant is.
Mm-hmm.
He at top end, I think, is a six man for a good team. Shaden is a lot more of an unknown. And I don't think you pay both guys.
No.
But
they've
paid Ant. They drafted Ant. Ant is he does the things you want as a franchise player, not the face of a franchise, but a guy who's been in the franchise for a minute.
Like he's a foundational piece of your program.
But yes, but what we're asking now is, who is Shaedon Sharpe as a basketball player?
What
his toughness, like, all of these things are still being asked about him. He's going into what, year four?
Yes, but he is still what, 21 years old?
How much is the years versus age thing, though?
22.
Come into play of like, yeah, he is only 22, but 4 years into the league, 5 years into, at some point, your years, I think, trump your age.
I think the year three, year four jump is really significant.
Tends to show who you are.
Yeah, like when you are a, I remember having this conversation with the Lakers assistant about Brandon Ingram when he got drafted, who was telling me Brandon Ingram is a year three All-Star. Now, that was a little bit bullish, but Brandon Ingram was a year four All-Star after he got traded to New Orleans. Now, Brandon Ingram's not a perennial All-Star player, but he's really good. And I think that when you look at Shaedon, he didn't play a year of college, no college experience, hadn't played since he was like 16 or 17.
But he really hadn't played a lot of competitive basketball.
Right. And so I think if you give him a little bit of grace because of that, here he is going into year four. And I'm not saying he's a year four All-Star, but in year four, can he start giving you that consistent production that gives you, that shows you, yes, that's the trajectory.
I'd love to see that. Baby Kobe taking that step.
And I'm not, about the like, oh, what did he do in the final 20 games of the season stuff. That is the worst time to try to judge a player because half the teams aren't trying to win.
What about a team?
No, that's the trap, Brandon. That is the trap that I worry very much about the Blazers finding themselves in, which is over-indexing on second half success on a team that is, you know, still has a long way to go.
Yeah, the pod that I'm talking about, they're very high on the team because of that. And I'm like, I like these guys. Super smart dudes. They do a good podcast. I went through the numbers. They beat a lot of bottom dwellers.
I mean, we watched those games.
We did.
And there were, it felt like, and I, this anecdotally, and I know this isn't technically true, but it's mostly true, which is it felt like every night the opposing team was resting a starter or an All-Star caliber starter. It's like, oh, Donovan Mitchell's not playing. Oh, you know,
they beat the Nuggets without Jokic.
Yeah, twice, yeah. Right? Like, it's like those things skew the numbers, and they also skew the vibes.
I'm probably going to go back and forth on this a million times. I think today I woke up, and I'm like, trade the pick.
I just want to know what. You know, like, if you are getting
a solid piece.
Sure. But I still want that to be somebody on a you know, either really team friendly deal like Denny's
exist like Denny's.
Not very many
of those deals.
But like that. But then I'm fine bringing in somebody who is gonna come in and be on again rookie scale contract.
Would you package a pick with Ant that gets you something a little more than you think? That's kind of what I wonder.
Maybe.
Did you bring in Kat?
No, get out of here. I didn't want Kat when Dame was here.
Back to back, what Western, you know, conference and Eastern conference.
It's pretty amazing that he was able to lead two teams to conference flameouts in different conferences.
Well, we know he led them. We know he led them, and he was the sole reason they were in those conference finals. That's for sure. I think as we get closer to the draft, I'm just going to be more and more fascinated of how I feel about all this, because I do think Blazer fan is conflicted. Of like, you could certainly keep the pick, get a young player. The organization will tell us they'll be good in 2 years. Also, is that a good little piece to have to trade if you think this team really is closer than maybe some think they are? So that's just something I was thinking about with the Pacers and how I was feeling about everything.
The only thing that I want to add to what you're saying is, and maybe this is the point you were making, but I think what the Pacers are proving is that teams can sneak up on you in terms of how good they are. That teams that, you know, the basketball intelligentsia doesn't see coming or doesn't think are that close can be closer than you think. Now, I don't know that the Blazers...
The West is different than the East,
like,
but
yeah,
certainly.
For
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. But like, I mean, even just talking about from a competitive level. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, I still think the Blazers are a move away from being a move away, you know, kind of like the Bruno Caboclo, 3 years away from being 3 years away.
Yep.
But like, they are on the doorstep of the doorstep. Whereas before they were like somewhere like lost in the neighborhood.
Yeah. They were houseless at that point.
Yeah.
So we'll see. There's a lot of things that are kind of up in the air for them. We'll see what the offseason is going to provide as we get closer to having these draft workouts now. All these players are coming to town. Ben Gregg is rumored to be in their next workout
today. I heard that
today.
Too. Yeah, Clackamas High.
Yeah, shout out Clackamas, the pride of Gonzaga. We'll see what that is at all. But all right, we got a lot to get into. Joe Freeman will join us an hour from now. We got the mail sacks. Get the mail sack questions into the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. Dirt and Sprague back with more. On the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I had a listener reach out on social media yesterday about something in sports. And coincidentally, I was putting it on the show sheet. And it's something right up Swag's alley. And I don't even know if it's in your, as we said yesterday, Orem's orbit. I don't even know if it's in your orbit, but I'm kind of curious. I'll get a real read if it's in your orbit based on how the conversation goes in the first 4 minutes of the segment.
Is it pro bowling?
No. Might be more out of your orbit than that.
Is it pro cornhole?
Well, you might be getting closer.
Is it?
Yeah,
is,
but that's not it, up my alley.
Is it collegiate cornhole?
You're getting red hot, buddy.
I read about a kid in Milwaukee who's getting a college scholarship to play cornhole.
I saw that.
I did these.
To Winthrop University on a college cornhole scholarship.
Mock interviews for high school students that are trying to get jobs. Yeah. And I was talking to a kid at a local high school, and I said, they give you these rundowns of questions to try to ask them, right? Because they prepare. And I said, I read one of the questions and was like, where do you see yourself in 3 years? And he looks at me and he goes, I don't know, playing lacrosse at Oregon. And I go, oh, are you going to try to walk on? He goes, no, I got a scholarship. And I'm like,
why are you worried about this?
Why are you worried about this? You're covered, buddy. You're great. You're sitting in a good spot. No, it's not quite cornhole. It's not. It is in Swag's sweet spot of his life. But I am curious to see if it's generally anything you even touch on or keep track of.
All right, let's talk single-A baseball.
Mm, Oh, I guess that would be up Swag's alley.
That is up my alley.
I'm really striking out here, though.
Well, yeah you are. We'll get to it at crunch time. I want to remind people, the mail sack, we got questions coming in. So thank you. Keep them coming in. The mail sack, as we like to do every Tuesday at 8:15. Any and all questions are welcome. So they might ask you, Bill Oram, when did you have your first kiss? I don't know what they're going to ask, but that might be a question that you have to answer on the air.
Wow.
That's the deal with this thing. Any question they ask outside of the naughty, naughty questions, we have to answer them.
Alrighty.
I don't think a peck with old Jenny in second grade is going to be crossing a line at any.
And was the mustache a problem when you had your first kiss?
Much like Ted Lasso, I'm starting to just think he had a mustache his whole life.
Like when he was 13.
Yeah, exactly. You look like somebody that's always going to have facial hair the rest of your life in some way.
I hate shaving. Like, you look like somebody who
I can't
shaves.
Grow. No,
is
I
that,
can't.
Oh, that's just the opposite.
So okay. What you see right now, it's so pitiful I say this. If you see it on YouTube, I didn't even know that you'd see it on YouTube. What you see on my face right now is 2 days. No shave.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the half Japanese from my father absolutely railroaded me. I cannot grow facial hair. I grow exactly the same facial hair as my father. He can only do a little bit of a goatee at best. No beard, no sideburns, really. No.
You can do a little Mr. Miyagi, and that's
about it. Yeah, a little bit of that. I am, and my brothers can both grow beards. It makes no sense in my brain why I got that genetic. I can't tan. He can tan, but he can't grow facial hair, and neither can I. So it's pasty white with no facial hair. I'm going to look like Jonathan Smith in about 5 years. I'm like weirdly young. Like, eventually looking young at a certain age isn't a great thing. It's like, it's kind of something weird about that dude going on. Can't grow facial hair. He looks maybe a little younger than he is, but that makes me feel uncomfortable because I know his real age. Like, that's the zone I'm headed for in my life, Bill Oram. You got more of a masculine look. You got the
facial
hair.
I look old. Yeah, I've looked old for a long time.
I didn't say you looked old.
You meant it.
You bragged yesterday about not needing Botox.
No, not getting Botox.
Well, you also said you didn't really need it. You said I had beautiful skin.
I also did say I have great skin.
Yeah, you said you had great skin. So you're bragging about your moisturizing game over here.
I don't need to moisturize. This is all natural.
When was the last time you had no facial hair?
I shave once a year.
All the way off?
Yeah, like no, like, I mean, down to the, like, the,
like, well, I see the, your the, chest pubes. Do you wax your chest?
Yeah, everything except for this V. I leave the V here
just
so you
to
can
show
see it, but everything else is gone. Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, everybody's
chest
got their own
pubes.
That's what they are. I mean, why we got to act like they're hair? They're not real hair. They're curly. They're shorter. What would you call them?
Hair.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they match the carpet. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Let's get to this. Is it in the Oram's orbit or is it just up Swag's alley? Next, crunch time on the fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
All right, it's crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 a month. Beaverton, Aloha, Portland, Vancouver, you name it, they're there. Why work out anywhere else? You can visit them at crunchfitness.com.
Let's go!
We will go. Is this in Oram's orbit or is this up Swag's alley? Or maybe it's both. How about these golf stories? Yeah, I bet you knew Tuesday we'd do golf talk. Scottie Scheffler has won 3 of his last 4 golf tournaments. Where are you at on golf as a columnist in Oregon who doesn't really get a real PGA event?
I don't think I've written about golf since Steve Marino was playing at Congressional in 2009.
Dan's nephew.
Been a long time.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I wrote a sidebar on Steve Marino, and my recorder crapped out, and I had to go interview him a second time as he was working on his short game on the chipping green.
And you don't play golf, correct?
No, I don't really play.
That's really too bad.
I know. I just want to skip to the part where I'm able to play golf, not where I have to learn to play golf.
I'm still learning to play golf. I golf all the time.
Yeah, it's a process.
So why can I?
No, I just need to skip to the part.
Probably a little better than me at this point because he golfs more, but we're about the same.
I can't I can't judge speed on a green, so it doesn't matter how well I hit it right now.
Exactly. I had a buddy learning to golf now. I go, just work on the short game, dude. Don't take the driver out of the bag. Just do the short game. So he's won 3 of 4 tournaments.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, this is Tiger dominance. We've talked about this before with Scottie Scheffler. I know he didn't win the Masters. That was the Rory moment. But he won the PGA, and he just hasn't
lost. Whatever you believe caused him to have his hand sliced up from shards of glass at Christmas or whenever. So it took him a while until he could actually hold a golf club this season. And now he's in form, and he's a ginormous favorite to win next week.
Yeah, he can't lose.
No.
Is he the favorite of the U.S. Open?
Yes.
Okay. The other story I wanted to get to in golf, I find this almost more interesting. Like, I hate to say that because Scottie's dominance is deserving of conversation because it's amazing to see that in sports, and that sport specifically is so hard to do that in. But he's a little boring, so it makes this other story more interesting, in my opinion. What's going on with Max Homa? This is a weird story. Max Homa really is a darling of the PGA. There are a lot of people and YouTubers who love Max Homa.
Isn't he the one who, like, will do interviews and, like, hang out with the no-laying-up guys?
Yes.
And, like,
he is one of those
rare golfers.
He's accessible.
Yes. And will tell you exactly what's going on with him and his mind and where his emotions out there for the public, good or bad.
And right now, it's in the darkest of places. He had to get a new caddy. He got a new caddy. He fired that caddy very quickly, immediately after hiring him. And now he is qualifying because he blew a playoff situation. He's trying to qualify to make the U.S. Open. He's having to carry his own bag, which is not what PGA Tour players do.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a caddy. And he said something yesterday. His quote was basically, "I haven't carried in a long time. I've never carried for 36 holes. I'm exhausted." He also said something I thought caught my eye, Swag, and I know you do golf in the Northwest every Saturday. He said something in effect of, it's more peaceful for me to not have a caddy.
He said it's better when there's not somebody standing next to me.
Yeah, and I understand what he's saying, totally get it, but like that's not what PGA Tour players should be saying. This is a weird under-the-radar golf story, Max.
He was a top 10 just last year. He was in the top 10 of the world rankings, and I think he competed on the last Ryder Cup and seemingly was on the verge of being the next guy to kind of break through in the Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele.
Being that consistently
crowd.
Good, yes. Do you take a flyer on him for this one?
And then swing started to break down. He can't hit a fairway to save his life. And so now he's got to play in this week's event. He's got to win it. I think it's the RBC Canadian Open. If he wins it, then he'll qualify for the U.S. Open, but that's pretty much what he has to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's down to him needing to do that to even be in this conversation. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what job or thing in your life you think irrationally you would be good at, okay? I'm going to give you one for me. And there's no backing, no evidence. I actually would be even remotely good at this. But I owe a bet to Dirt because he beat me in gambling football, okay? I don't know how we're going to pay it off. I've been trying to pay it off. He refuses to do anything, but he says he'll set it up, but he doesn't set it up. So now I look like I'm just never paying off a bet. I actually think, and Swag's going to really not like this, I think I'd be a great caddy.
No, that's funny because I do too.
You think you'd be a good caddy?
I think we'd both be good caddies.
I think I'd be a great caddy. You give me to a pro golfer, and you say, we're playing at this venue. You allow me to go check out the greens, and you tell me the consistency or the ranges of each club. Golf will take care of itself. I think I'd be a great bag man.
Are you offering yourself up to Max Homa right now?
I literally would pay money to be Max Homa's caddy. I think I would say the things Max Homa needs to hear. Because what you don't know about me, Bill Orme, I do like to golf. I'm not a good golfer. I had a hole-in-one and shot a 110 in that round. That tells you how bad I am. I have also experienced being negative, bad energy guy and angry about being bad at golf guy. And now I'm out of that hole. And I'm free. And I'm just swinging and having a great time. And I think I would be a great caddy. I don't know what that would be for you in your life. If there's anything in sports that you irrationally think you'd be good at with no evidence to back it, but I think I'd be a great caddy.
Well, I thought I'd be good at radio, but I think we're learning over these 2 days that wasn't true.
Well, you know, look, know thyself, right? Isn't that what the good book teaches us? There's nothing in sports you think you'd be good at?
You go through these moments, right, where it's like, I could certainly do a better job of running the Lakers than Rob Pelinka could. Felt that way for a long time.
Would you have gotten Luka? I don't know if Nico knows you like he knows Rob.
I don't know if Rob did anything to get Luka.
I don't think he did either, but people were like, I'm going to vote for him for exec of the year. I'm like, why? Because Nico's an idiot?
The argument there is that Rob did a good job of pressuring Nico by saying, well, you're clearly trading him for a reason, so therefore we're not going to give you Austin Reeves. And Nico said, you're right. Here you go.
Yeah, I do only have threes in my hand. You're right. That's what I'm going to play. That's a good point. What is the most irrational thing you think you could do in sports? I bet you we have multiple listeners that coach baseball, and they think they'd be a good baseball manager.
Sure.
Like, this exists in sports. A job that we think we would be good at with no evidence outside of our own confidence that we'd be good at it.
I'd be good at, like, being part of a chain gang.
Is that controversial?
I just feel like
don't
I could
do that. Don't you just move 10 yards?
I feel like I could do that job.
Okay. All right. Well,
I think the other jobs seem hard.
Yeah.
Like, require special skills, but I'm not sure I have.
I was expecting a better answer than that.
I'll keep thinking on it.
JUCO basketball coach.
No way.
Okay, all right, well.
No way!
Thanks for playing the game. I'd be a great caddy. Hit me up, Max Homa. All right, that's Crunch Time brought to you on the Fan by Crunch Fitness, as low as $9.95 a month. Beaverton, Aloha, Vancouver, Portland, you name it, they got it. CrunchFitness.com. We have the mail sack to get into in the final hour. We got a prize bribe. We got Joe Freeman join us for the ticker. Final hour of the show, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.